Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning. That was by Rich O'Toole on this Monday morning called Peter and Paul, what about Mary or whatever? Well, what about Michelle Gill? Michelle Gill is with us right now on the telephone on this nice Monday morning. Michelle is the operations manager for our Alamogordo Center of Commerce. And Michelle, off the air just a moment ago, we were talking about yesterday's weather. Boy, I'll tell you what, that spoiled me.
It really was beautiful yesterday, wasn't it? Saturday was nice, but yesterday was just a great way to end the weekend, since we have to end them, right? But it really was a beautiful day.
And
once
the sun goes
down, it sure does get cold, though, doesn't it?
Does what?
Once that sun goes down, it sure is a different story, isn't it?
It did cool down last night. I stepped outside, had somebody moving in here about 7:30, so I was outside for a little bit and going, "Ooh, the sun's not here and it's colder already." But I got to tell you,
once the sun goes down, it changes things. But beautiful weather. There was some great things happening over the weekend. I know that the Alamogordo Main Street started their downtown night on Friday night. That's always the first Friday of every month. And the stores downtown stay open a little bit later. I think until 8 o'clock. And they bring in some food trucks and just encourage people to get down there on New York Avenue and shop those businesses. So I believe they'll be doing that every Friday night until about the 1st of November, I think.
All right. Boy, it's hard to believe that here it is January and we're talking November, but a lot going on and everything else. You know, you're talking about the nice weather yesterday, and I was out here at the Champion Regency where our studio is located, and I was outside, in that sun, and looked across the street to the Jim Griggs Sports Complex, and a lot of young people out there practicing football, it looked like.
Yeah.
Had helmets on.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy that here it seems like we just started 2023 and we've already got youth sports picking up? And I know that the Rotary Little League is actively looking for coaches for everything from T-ball to coach pitch and up. They're also looking for volunteer umpires, and it's crazy to think that here we go with spring sports already.
You bet. I know Pat Devine with the Rotary Club, he's one of those volunteers, and he mentions it to the club, we're looking for help, you know, anybody want to come and help us out, please feel free to do so.
And you know, stuff like that is so important. I know that Pat Devine has been involved in that for years.
Oh, my goodness.
And Lori Lamb, you know, as well. She has been a big part of the Rotary Little League organization for as long as I've known her. And they really are struggling to find volunteers, and it's sad because it affects the number of teams that can be put together, and in the long run, it really does affect the kids. So if you have some time, please get out there. Give Mr. Devine a call. I have his contact number. Bob, I know, has his contact information.
Sure do. Yep.
I can also help you. I can also help you get in touch with Lori Lamb. And let's make sure that any of these kids in the community that want to play baseball this spring have the opportunity to do so.
And you watch those young kids progress throughout the year, too. They start with youth football, you know, Rotary football or whatever. Next thing you know, they're playing for the Tigers, and next thing you know, they're off to college playing for the college of their choice, and it's just a growing atmosphere for them to give them a strong direction in their competitive life.
It really is, yes.
Michelle, I know we've got time for some coffee and some connections coming up this Friday. Tell us more.
Yeah. On Friday the 10th, we are back out at Rocket City Family Fun Center for the second Coffee and Connections of 2023. And this Coffee and Connections will be hosted by Love, Inc. Love, Inc. is undergoing some changes. They have a brand new logo that they're rolling out. They are offering some great classes to kick the year off. And if you would like some more information about all of those great things that Susan Payne does over at Love, Inc., please plan on joining us on Friday the 10th out at Rocket City Family Fun Center, back in one of their great event spaces. And breakfast, of course, is provided by Love, Inc., and it's a great way to get out there and exchange some business cards, do some networking, learn about things that are happening in the community, and listen to all the great things that Love, Inc. has going on for our community. This event is sponsored, again, as I said, by Love, Inc., and the community is invited to attend. This is another one of those that you don't have to be an active chamber member to attend. We host these networking events as a benefit for our members, but we always encourage our non-members to come along so they can just tune in and see all the great stuff that we do and make some new connections. I think people forget how important the networking aspect is of any business, really, large or small. It's really great to be in a room with 50 or so other business owners, leaders, and to make those connections. So join us at 8 a.m. on Friday, December the 10th.
You know, I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to make one of those meetings one of these days.
Well, you know, you're always on the air whenever we are doing those. And so you miss out. But yeah, you'll have to get John out of bed so he can help Mike.
There you go. Got that for sure. Well, that's one event coming up, Coffee and Connections, this Friday. Coming up on Tuesday, a couple of good things. We've got a Business and Government Relations Committee meeting, and we also have another ribbon cutting, number 8 or 9 or something like that.
It just has been so amazing to see all the new businesses come in. So that's going to be on Tuesday the 14th.
Right.
And we have Business Impact Government Relations, as you mentioned, and that happens online and in person at the Alamogordo Center of Commerce. The best way to get the links and the information about Business Impact Government Relations is through our newsletter that will come out today. So if you're not signed up for that newsletter, head on over to alamogordo.com, scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, and there's a space where it will allow you to sign up for that newsletter. So make sure to get signed up for that. You'll not only learn about this ribbon cutting you'll not only learn about the ribbon cutting, Business Impact Government Relations meeting on Tuesday the 14th. There's also a ribbon cutting for a new IV lounge on Tuesday the 14th at 11:30. This is going to be on 10th Street, right across the street from Tricia Roberts' agency. I don't have the exact address right off the top of my head, but again, that will be in the newsletter. The name of this salon is Lux NM, and we're excited to bring them on. And, you know, they are doing IV infusions, Botox injections, laser hair removal, just all kinds of things that I never really expected would make its way to our little Alamogordo, New Mexico. Most of these salon-type services that they're offering, you know, up until about 2 years ago, you had to go out of town to receive. So it's exciting that they're here. And then we're kicking off with a special Vibe at 5 on the 16th. That's Thursday of next week. And REMAX of Alamogordo, Beth Crabb's office, is going to host that Vibe at 5. And it's a special year for REMAX. They're celebrating 50 years in business. And so there will be some great giveaways. Beth is bringing in Carino's. There will be, you know, some heavy hors d'oeuvres provided by Carino's. I believe there will be some beer and wine available. And so that will happen on Thursday the 16th, Vibe at 5 out at REMAX. Everybody, I believe, in town knows where the REMAX office is at. It is out in between Home Depot and Lowe's. So that's going to be a great one. Congratulations to REMAX. I'm not sure how long Beth has been in the real estate business. I know that it has been quite some time. And I know she's been a part of REMAX for many, many of those years. So that's a big deal to be celebrating 50 years.
No doubt about it. And Beth Crabb's a nice lady. We know her quite well from just she being in town a while and me being in town a while. Like so many people,
yeah,
we
absolutely.
All get to know.
What's yeah, that? She's in my... She's in the White Sands Rotary Group with me and very active in our community. She helps with our Roadrunner Food Bank on a monthly basis out in Bowles Acres. And so just swing by, even if you're not maybe in the market, swing by, introduce yourself, pass out some business cards, and make some great connections.
Boy, we're looking forward to that one as well. We'll be there live and local for sure. Well, Michelle, I know that it's been, you know, talking about the Chamber of Commerce and growth in the city of Alamogordo and the area. Isn't this the 8th ribbon cutting for the Chamber so far this year?
Not the 8th ribbon cutting. This is the 8th new member so far for the year.
Right.
I think that... some of our other new members do have those ribbon cuttings scheduled out. So, yes, I mean, we have seen great growth at the beginning of the year. And it's exciting. You know, historically, December and January are typically pretty slow months at the Center of Commerce as far as membership goes. Because people are winding down year-end things and, you know, possibly revisiting what they're going to do in the coming year. And so really, we don't usually see this much activity until March, April, the May timeframe. And for us to have 8 new Chamber, Center of Commerce members, between, you know, January and what is today, February the 6th,
right.
That really is, that's exciting news, and it's something that we're very proud of. So if you have any questions on how to become a Center of Commerce member, of course you can reach out to us anytime. My ambassador group, who is chaired by Brandy Murphy, they have an exciting membership drive coming up in March. And Bob, I've invited either Brandy Murphy or Bianca Chavez to come on and join us the last Friday of the month so they can talk about this membership drive that they're going to do. They will be splitting up into different groups, and the ambassadors are going to have a fun little contest. We're calling it March Membership Madness. And they'll be out in the community talking to people about the benefits of being a member of the Center of Commerce. There's some great prizes in it for them as well. And Brandy Murphy and Bianca both are working really, really hard to revamp our ambassador program. And so stay tuned. They'll be out in the community. And it's going to be a busy March, and we're going to finish up the short month of February in a busy way as well.
Sounds good. So with the Alamogordo Center of Commerce and with Brandy and Bianca, what's old is new again? Talking about the Chamber Drive.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we took a hit with COVID. We did some reorganization. And now Brandy shared with us the other day that she had been involved with the Chamber of Commerce, now the Center of Commerce, since she was about a senior in high school. And so she's really looking forward to getting back in touch with the business community and motivating these ambassadors to get back out and do what they were originally intended to do. So it's going to be exciting. That's March Membership Madness. One or both of those ladies will be on air with me. I believe that's on the 27th. And they'll be able to give a lot more information about that. We have Dale is working on a graphic for that right now, and it's going to be an exciting time.
We are looking forward to that coming back into our community. I can remember the early days of that. I became a chamber ambassador early on in my life here. I believe it was in late 77, early 78 or something like that. But anyway, I remember some of the shenanigans that we pulled on that week for the big drive and everything else. And oh my goodness, I can't mention some of them on the air, but they were different and fun. Got a lot of excitement.
I agree. I've heard stories from GB about some of the shenanigans that used to go on. And you're right, Bob. We probably shouldn't talk about many of those on air.
And GB was right there at the forefront, too. He is yes. Mr. Shenanigan.
Yes, he is.
Right. Good times coming up. Michelle, it's Monday morning. What else is going on? Is that it for this morning?
I think that's it for this morning. Get signed up for the newsletter, and you won't be disappointed. I promise we're not just sticking information that you can get from anybody in your email inbox. It's great information that not only you can use, but you can pass on to your staff at your place of business, tell your neighbor about. It really is great information, so get signed up for that newsletter, and have a great week.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Shayella is doing an excellent job on the newsletter. She put so much work into it, and the growth of that newsletter, I mean, that has become, I think, part of the focal point for our area community, Alamogordo. People get that into the Chamber of Commerce, so Shayella can get it out every Monday. And boy, it just gets larger and larger and larger.
Yes. It's getting very difficult to print out. We have people call all the time and ask, you know, maybe somebody that's not real familiar with using a computer or, you know, whatever the case may be. We have people call and ask, well, can you just print that for me and I'll come by and pick it up? And, oh my gosh, our calendar of events and the newsletter has gotten to where that it's just page after page after page. And so, unfortunately, they're just not easily printable anymore. But again, you can head over to alamogordo.com, click on that calendar of events, and it will pull up more than enough things to do in the community.
Yeah, and I think the community should use the calendar of events from the Alamogordo Center of Commerce as a guiding light. If you're planning an event, always check in with the Alamogordo Center of Commerce first, because you don't want to get an event going on the same evening that the Alamogordo Center of Commerce is going to have their annual banquet. You don't want to compete against that.
Absolutely. And, you know, that was the biggest reason why that we pushed so hard to really improve our event calendar is because of just that, Bob. You know, it got to where that so many different organizations were putting on events, so many different businesses, nonprofits, little league teams, tax preparation events. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And it became really difficult to not have five or six events on the same weekend, in the same, you know, during right. Thursday evening. And so we really made a big push to the community to start utilizing that. And I do think that the calendar of events has helped to deconflict some of the larger events that that go on in the community. So, again, we encourage you just to head over to alamogordo.com. It's very user-friendly on that website. And just check it out. There's, I mean, the calendar for the entire year is already filling up. So make sure you check it out.
Yeah. And let's do something now, Michelle, while we're on the phone, before we wrap it up. We've got the Alamogordo Center of Commerce annual banquet coming up. We can't talk about it yet, but we have a very special guest speaker coming in. And I spoke to GB about this last week and everything else. So what is the date of the banquet?
So that is something that we're working very hard on right now. And the date for our annual banquet will be June the 24th. And as GB mentioned with you on the phone the other day, we, of course, do not have contracts signed, and the privilege is a good word to use to talk about this guest speaker that we are planning on bringing in. But he is top-notch, somebody that I never thought we would be able to obtain, and it's going to be a great event. Please, please, please mark your calendar. June 24th, we will be up at the Taze Center. We're working on catering. We're working on sponsorship. We're working on all the aspects of that event. And if you are interested in being a sponsor for this event, please reach out to me. This one is going to take a village. But it will be well worth it. So if you are interested in sponsoring, please reach out to us. We hope that by the end of this week, we'll be able to shoot some teasers out on social media and start getting some marketing materials circulated for that event on June 24th.
We are excited like always. You know, for those banquets, there's so much energy. And I've mentioned this before on the air, but there's so much energy, and there will be so much energy in the Taze Center on June the 24th that I can assure you, you can turn the lights off and they will still glow because of the energy present.
Yes, absolutely. We're really looking forward to it. This will be the first time that we're back up at the Taze post-COVID, and we're very excited. You know, we've been using the Civic Center, which is a beautiful facility, and we've had amazing banquets there. However, we are limited to a smaller audience, about 250 people, 300 real tight at the Civic Center. At the Taze Center, we can seat upwards of 450 people. And the last time we brought someone in of this keynote caliber, it sold out very quickly. And I'm not even sure that we can compare this gentleman to anybody else that we've ever brought in. So stay tuned. I'm excited to talk about it. It's hard to not talk about it because it's so exciting. And just stay tuned. June 24th at the Tate Center.
And stay tuned for next Monday morning at the same time, around 7:30 or 7:40, when we return with Michelle Gill. Michelle, as you should know by now, is the operations manager for our Alamogordo Center of Commerce, and she brings us up to date with what's happening in Alamogordo. Thank you, Michelle. Good morning this morning.
Thanks, Bob.
You betcha.
Yeah, have a great week.
You too. See you in town this week.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yes.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.